Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're going to talk some Padres baseball now. We talked about the playoffs. American League, National League, NLDS, ALDS, all that stuff. It's time to focus back into the Padres. And in the 11 o'clock hour on this show during the offseason, it's going to be a lot of Padres. I mean, 11 a.m. You want to mark it down on your calendar right now, 11 a.m., that's going to be our main Padres topic of the day. I did see it floating around. What is today's date? The 8th? It is the 8th. You know, Kevin Acey had that article yesterday we talked about, right? Sense of urgency. How they want to have a little bit more sense of urgency next year. Need to power up for next October. There's a couple of those things. I mean, those are all topics that are going to be very much evergreen for the rest of the offseason. But here's something that A.J. Cassaville mentioned. And A.J. Cassaville was on with Gwynn and Chris yesterday. And we're going to try to play some of the stuff that he said on Gwynn and Chris yesterday later on the show. But he wrote this article, 4 roster questions the Padres must answer. And the thing is, it's like you start looking around. I mean, we were looking around on a lot of different Padres topics today, and a lot of them are saying the same thing. It's the post-mortem, like, where do you go from here kind of attitude. And going into next season, most of the questions for the Padres are relatively the same. At least the people that write these articles and have podcasts and all that stuff are really talking about the same stuff. And number one that comes to mind, I mean, there's a lot of things that come to mind, but number one that comes to mind is rotation uncertainty. You look at the San Diego Padres payroll for 2026. Here are your starting pitchers that are under contract for next year. Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, Nick Pivetta. And then if you want to talk about some of the guys that are arbitration eligible or not yet arbitration eligible, you're looking at guys like Randy Vasquez, J.P. Sears. You know, is that going to be your rotation? There is some uncertainty. You don't know what you're going to get out of Joe Musgrove coming off of an injury. You don't know what you're going to get out of 39-year-old Yu Darvish, who will be 40 next year, and you have him signed until he is 42 years old. I don't even think you have the certainty that he's not going to retire. We mentioned it. I want to say this. We mentioned it the day before, the day he pitched, Frank, did we not mention this could be the last time you see Yu Darvish in a Padres uniform?
Yeah, I believe we both said it.
We both said it. People are like, you're nuts. It's crazy. What did they all start writing about after the fact that we said that? That might have been the last time you saw Yu Darvish in a Padres uniform.
Son of a gun.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Yeah. There's no way he's leaving that kind of money on the table. He's taking a pay cut the next 3 years. He goes from making $20 million this year to $16 next year. It goes down to $15 the next 2 years. He, in 2024, by going on the restricted list, already forfeited money. His restricted list affected his 2024 AAV. He wasn't making the contract. It affected his AAV for that season. I think he left like $3 to $5 million on the table for the amount of time he was gone. So for everybody that says like, oh, Yu Darvish is not going to like, yeah, he might. I mean, he's the type of guy that just like, I'm done. I'm out of here. I've made a ton of money. He made a lot of money in endorsements in Japan. Guy's got a son, like his oldest son is a senior right now in high school. He's got younger kids. I mean, like, what does he still need to pitch for? What does he need? I mean, he's got money. These guys are financially sound. He could potentially retire. And him walking away from whatever he's owed, right? He's owed 30, 46. He's owed $46 million. You still got him for 3 years left, getting paid $46 million. Let me just make sure I did that right. Doing math on the radio sucks. Yeah, $46 million. Yu Darvish can walk away from $46 million. I mean, if you look at like his career earnings, I mean, he was making that before. I mean, I could probably look up how much he's made total in his career. Yu Darvish has made Yu Darvish has made $223 million in his career. That's before taxes. That's just taking all of his contracts into effect. Career earnings, $223 million. What is $46 million to a guy like that? Seriously, I mean, think about it. $46 million to us? Yeah, that's a lot. I'm doing whatever it takes to keep that money. But when you have made $223 million in your career, what is $46 million? Seriously, what is that? Does his life change? It doesn't really change. I mean, just think about it from a financial standpoint, right? I mean, that's probably before taxes. I mean, he probably came out with like $90 million on his own. $90 million. You know how much money that is? I mean, in like the grand scheme of things, you know how much money that is? It's after taxes. He's probably going to... Him retiring is not crazy. That's not a crazy deal. The only thing you have certain is Nick Pivetta. He is the lone sure thing coming off of a breakout 2025 season as the team's most consistent and durable starter. Other than that, everything else is wide open. Hey, look, Frank, they just showed the game-tying home run.
Cool.
God, what a hard pitch that was to hit.
Wow.
Anyway, Nick Pivetta is the only for sure thing. And by the way, anybody notice that Nick Pivetta had a career year this year? Career year this year. Career year. He's penciled in to be the opening day starter for 2026. I think that's pretty fair to say. Dylan Cease and Michael King are both free agents, leaving two massive holes. It doesn't sound like either of them are coming back. King's mutual option is likely to be declined. Behind Pivetta, the rotation picture is full of uncertainty. Randy Vasquez showed flashes as a back-end starter, but isn't a lock. J.P. Sears struggled down the stretch. Farm system is thin at the upper levels after years of trades. Injuries to Joe Musgrove, as mentioned before. Yu Darvish, lingering elbow issues at age 39, both question marks. And if Dylan Cease and Michael King depart, starting pitching is the Padres' number one offseason priority, finding the next Nick Pivetta. That's going to be hard to find the next Nick Pivetta. You are taking a massive risk in the starting pitching market. Nick Pivetta signed the first day they showed up to spring training, which means you're not going to be in contention for some of these guys at the top. Let's go look back at 2025, just to put a comparison out there of what Nick Pivetta did going into the contract of where you were able to sign somebody like this. Nick Pivetta had a 2 WAR in 2024 as a starting pitcher. You go to free agents in 2026, according to Fangraphs WAR, guys in the twos that are starting pitchers are guys like, I mean, Justin Verlander had a 2.2 WAR. Nick Martinez. Maybe they bring Nick Martinez back. He's 35 years old. Adrian Hauser, 2.3 WAR, starting pitcher from Toronto. Patrick Corbin, age 36. Kyle Hendricks. Oh, my God. Kyle Hendricks can't even throw at 90 miles an hour anymore. Zach Littell, the Reds. Mike Soroka. Zach Gallen. I mean, these are the pitchers that you're looking at, but I think Zach Gallen's probably get more than that. Those are some of the guys that might be in your price range. I mean, Merrill Kelly's 37 years old. He's a free agent. Ranger Suarez is going to be at the top of everybody's deal in terms of starting pitching. Framber Valdez is going to be at the top of everybody's bid based on starting pitching. And everybody always needs starting pitching. That's going to be a hard question to answer. Musgrove and Darvish are wild cards. Joe Musgrove hoped to pitch in relief during the postseason, but will now target a spring of 2026 return, considering winter ball to test his recovery. Darvish, again with the elbow inflammation all season, still managing it, hasn't committed to long-term plans despite being under contract through 2028. Padres can't bank on either to return to ace form. If they can deliver mid-rotation innings, that's a win. Their health and reliability will shape the rotation ceiling. They do have some openings here. Right? Maybe they sign Dylan Cease. I doubt it. He's going to get a lot of money. I mean, my biggest priority would be Michael King, but it doesn't really sound like he might be coming back. Padres have a massive power problem, too. Offense failed because of lack of power. Just 152 home runs, third fewest in the NL. Only the Cardinals and Pirates hit fewer home runs than the Padres. Obviously unacceptable for a lineup that features guys like Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado and Jackson Merrill. The core returns with small tweaks possible. Laureano, Fermin, possibly Gavin Sheets at first base. Luis Arraez could return in free agency, but he's not the power threat they need. And the big philosophical question, could the Padres change their approach at the plate and better tap into their power potential? That's going to be the biggest question. I think they have guys that can hit for power. They got to be able to go out there and do it, though. And I don't know if it's a philosophical change or not, but they got to find ways to get Machado and Tatis and Merrill back to putting the ball over the fence. Padres also must add a true slugger to this offseason to balance their contact-heavy lineup. I think they got a good, solid overall hitters in the lineup, but they don't have a power bat. They haven't had a power bat in years. They have to be able to find a power-hitting first baseman or a power-hitting DH. I think that's another big priority for the Padres. The last question to be asked, bullpen outlook, and what is Mason Miller's role? We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Mason Miller's role. What is it going to be? He's young. He's controllable. He's got electric stuff. Is it a starter? Is it the closer? We'll discuss Mason Miller when we come back on the Brayden Soprenet Show, Standing Zimmerman Sports Station 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I'll do the fan. Today's Wednesday, right, Frank?
Today is very much so a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday for the all day.
That's at least what I heard.
I remember as a kid, I'd ask that sometimes to my mom. Say Tuesday. All day. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it. Gotta get the little jabbing. This hour, 97 through the fan, is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates. The $6 IHOP Value Menu. Available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. We're going to have Trey White on in the next segment as we talk some Aztec football. They got Nevada this weekend. San Diego State heads to Reno. You been to Reno, Frank?
I have not been to Reno.
What do they call Reno again?
It's
the city called?
I know there's a nickname. I've watched the show on Comedy Central all the time.
City.
Oh, hold on.
It's like the littlest, the biggest little city or something.
Biggest little city
in the world. That's what it is.
There it is.
Little city in the world. Yeah. So you've never been to Reno?
I've never been to Reno. I've watched Reno 911 plenty, though.
I don't think that counts. I've been to Reno one time. I went there for a softball tournament when I was playing softball. They have this tournament called Boneyard, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they have games all day and night. So like the better you do, the better times you get. And if you suck, then you got to play at like 3 in the morning. We didn't suck, so we didn't have to play at 3 in the morning. Some of the co-ed like, games were at like 2 or 3 in the morning. Eesh. Everybody stays at like that one gigantic casino they have there. The resort, I forget what it's called. They're building, Nevada basketball is building an arena there.
Wow.
At this place. But that was basically it. Like you drove through town, you're like, oh, this is Reno. Great. Reno's there just to basically give people that go to Tahoe a place to gamble. We played in a town called Sparks, just north of Reno. Not a lot really going on in Reno, to be honest with you. But that's where the Aztecs will be coming up on at noon. Or sorry, coming up this weekend.
And tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will get you a preview of that game with Nevada Sportsnet writer Chris Murray.
All right, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. All right. Let's talk about
going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Tomorrow is going to be an easier show to write for sure.
Thursdays are always jam-packed in the football season. We got Skyler, we got Eddie Brown, we got college football, NFL. I mean, we got lots to talk about. Friday shows are great too. Leading into the weekend, Monday, the Wednesday shows, hey.
Yeah, I was on hour two of writing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted you, I have a newfound hatred for the Chargers.
Makes it a lot easier if you could talk about the Chargers. That's
it
a fact.
It does. I mean, I could care less about the Chargers. I thought how they left here was kind of bleepy.
It was bleepy. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
But boy, did I find a newfound hatred for them last night. I'm like, this show would be so much easier if we could talk about a local NFL team, because we would do that all day long. But we don't have one anymore.
I'm going to ask that question. Let me ask that question. Like, how many people, I'd love to know, because I've contemplated, like, talking about them, but not in, like, a positive thing. Like, not like, oh, we want them to win, because I don't. I don't want them to win. They're just like another team now, but just like.
Just cover them.
Just to an extent. Like, I saw today on ESPN.com.
Let's throw a poll up there.
Yeah, throw a poll up there. I know. Well, the online people are just going to be like, I used to be like that. I'm not as much anymore. I just don't like them. But, like, you're going to get people who are like, don't you dare talk about the Chargers. So, I was on ESPN.com this morning looking at some NFL stuff. And we're going to talk some NFL football later. But there was an article, three big questions facing the Chargers after losing two straight. And I always feel like, and I'd love to know from people.
That would be perfect to kill about 45 minutes on the show today. Yes, thank you.
I'd love to know, like, is it just like mentioning their name now that gets you still? I mean, at this point, it's just, they're like another team to me. I dislike them. I don't want them to win. But like, could you cover them in a sense of like making fun of them every time they lose? I mean, is that too much? Is that sour grapes? I find it interesting. Like, how do you, at this point in time, when did they leave? 2017?
I believe so, yeah.
And I'm in the favor of like, don't root for them. Like that's really defeating the purpose. Like, rooting for them is just so, it's idiotic to me to root for the Chargers if you're a San Diego person. San Diego through and through, I will never understand it. I've had multiple, it's still our Bolts, man. It's still our Bolts. It ain't our Bolts. They might be your Bolts. They ain't my Bolts anymore. Just like, eh. I just don't see it, right? I don't see it. I don't understand the logic. I don't know how you can yell like, beat LA, and then root for an LA team that LA doesn't even care about. I just don't understand it. But the Charger thing is interesting to me because now at this point it's like,
yeah, we're effectively asking for permission right now.
So. Not, no, because I don't want to cover them. I don't really want to. I mean, there might be a Chargers article or something or Chargers talking point that might be interesting. But like, are we going to spend time on a Sunday reacting to just the Chargers game?
We got the poll up now. Would you be? The poll is up on the YouTube. If you
I'd
want,
love to know.
Give us a look on the YouTube page. The poll is: would you be okay with us covering the Chargers in a neutral or slightly mocking way?
I'd love to know what people think. Like, do you guys? Because everybody's just been like against it for so long. I grew up here in San Diego. Again, I've said it multiple times: fourth generation San Diego. I still have friends that like the Chargers. I like rubbing in their face when they lose. But like, to me now, I don't really care what
like if
what
we
they
have,
do.
Like if we have a if we have a beat writer on from the team that the Chargers just so happen to be playing every single week.
I think that's much. I think that's too much.
Well, no, just, I mean, it's completely at random, but if it just so happens to be that it follows this Chargers schedule at random, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah. I'd like to find ways to make fun of them every week. But if I covered them in a neutral, here's the problem with covering them in a neutral setting. Here's what's going to be the problem. You ready for this?
Well, there's also slightly mocking, so it's not like a...
Well, here's the deal. Like, if we did it in like a neutral way, all the Charger haters would be like, I can't believe you're talking about the Chargers. And then all the Chargers people could be all upset because in the neutral way, it's like, we're so much better than this. This is ridiculous.
You know what my response to that would be?
What?
Try writing a 4-hour radio show
I
for
do
a
it.
Wednesday.
I'm
talking about the fan listening that would be screaming about us writing about the Chargers. Write a San Diego baseball centric sports talk show for a Wednesday in the middle of November and make it entertaining. Go.
I just want to know what people think about the chart, like about us, because. I like to laugh at Charger. Where do you guys get your content anyway? Where do you get your content? LA could give a rat's ass about you guys. I know they're not talking about them AM 570.
They couldn't care less about the Rams.
I know you ever watch the Rams play the Niners?
We do have San Diego FC now. And we are trying to get a player for San Diego FC on next week before their final match.
Yes. Jacob, yes, that's how fourth generation works.
And
my great grandmother was born here, buddy.
And we have the San Diego Gulls head coach coming on tomorrow, Johnny. We got all the bases covered already, man.
It's true. I like the Anaheim Ducks. That's a local team, and they're affiliated with the Gulls, which is even better. But I'd love to know the Charger conversation. I mean, how much about it? I mean, nobody likes them. Except for like a small group of people here in San Diego.
We got a decent amount of votes on this, and we're going to keep
this up.
It's
going to be like 50-50, dude.
We're going to keep this up for a while. So if you're listening in the car, pull over, first of all. Go into the YouTube chat. Pull over in a safe manner. Don't just stop on the highway. Pull over in a safe manner, in a safe location. Go on to the 97.3 The Fan YouTube page. Vote on this poll. If you're listening in a stationary place, if you're one of those kids who are listening to us right now in class, number one, stop it. Number two, vote on the poll.
Small group of Charger fans, dude. Just diehards. Still our Bolts, man. No, they're not. They told you, they gave you the finger, and you still like them. It's crazy to me.
I think we should probably go to break.
We got to go.
Because I think we're getting
when we come back,
here.
Trey White will join us. We'll talk about the Charger thing later. Braden Supreme.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
11:30 on the Brayden Soprano Show on a Wednesday, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I'm pleased to welcome back on the Brayden Soprano Show, edge rusher for the San Diego State Aztecs, a member of a 4-1 Aztec club. A lot of local products on this team. Off to a nice start to the season. His name is Trey White. He joins me on the Brayden Soprano Show. Trey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Brady? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's been fun watching you play here at San Diego State the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you know, a tough one at Washington State, but the way you guys were able to use the bye week, bounce back, and really go on a three-game run, that speaks a lot about what you guys have as a team. I know you guys got a lot of local guys, too, but what about that Washington State game helped you during the bye week and to propel yourself the last couple of weeks?
I think that we really needed that game to really fuel a fire. I think we kind of came into that game thinking they were just going to lay down for us because of the game that we saw, and we obviously were mistaken by that. So I feel like that game really set up the rest of the season for us. Like we know we got to come out with our A game and not our B game every single week, and we know winning's not going to be easy. So we just got to continue that path and you know, just go into this bye week feeling good.
Let's talk about the game against Cal. What was practice like leading up to that game? I mean, obviously, coming off the first loss of the year, going against the team that was scoring a lot of points at will, a lot of people thought Cal was going to run the table there with the way that they looked, and you guys, you know, did really well and really dominated that game. What was that week? What was that like? And that seemed to me like a transition time for Aztec football as a program.
Yeah, we knew it was never about them. It was always about us. So that bye week, we just focused on us, our fundamentals, really back to the basics. And just it wasn't an off week by any means. It was actually a harder week than a normal bye week you would think would be. So we really just focused on ourselves. And we came into that game knowing that what we had was enough to beat them. And after that game, you know, we realized what type of team that we had if we played our best. So that's just been the standard ever since then, to play like that. And we know we can obviously get better, but, you know, we just set that standard that game for the rest of the season.
We're talking with edge rusher Trey White of the San Diego State Aztecs. They're 4-1 here to start off the season. And I was at that Cal game. I mean, I think, you know, some people as a part of San Diego State football where you guys don't have control, but they're doing a lot to try to get people into the stands. You guys are playing well to get people there. Really thought the energy in that Cal game and the game against Colorado State was slowly starting to build. Have you felt that as a local kid watching the, you know, really San Diego get behind you guys a little bit here?
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, at the end of the day, we just got to win. And then if we win, you know, the fans will come. And I'm sure like more and more fans will come each and every week after they see our performance. And I just hope they know how much their support means to us. And when they're all at our games every single week, they bring a whole another fire to our play. And they really, they're all behind us, and it feels really good. So, you know, shout out to our fans.
There's a couple things that your head coach Sean Lewis said yesterday when it came to, you know, Aztec football in his usual press conference. One of them was about the local talent, Trey. And, you know, you're one of those players. You're one of those players that started at San Diego State, had an opportunity to leave, decided to stay. But there's a lot of other local guys that went and then came back because of the opportunities that San Diego State gives you and how great it is for you guys to play in front of your friends and family. That's obviously big for you individually. But, you know, as a local player and all the other local players on this team, what's it like playing at San Diego State, and how nice is it to be able to play in front of your parents, making it easier for them, your friends, and everybody that you love being able to support you like that?
Yeah, it's the best, you know, having that support right behind you in your own city. And all the guys that I've talked to that I've known that are from San Diego that have came back. This is the best decision they've made, just because it's home and they're being able to ball out in front of their family and friends. And, you know, it's just the best. Like, you can't go wrong with playing in your hometown, playing for your city, and having all those people behind you supporting you. So it's just the best. There's no other feeling like it.
We're talking with edge rusher Trey White of the 4-1 San Diego State Aztecs. You're getting ready for a game against Reno coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But, you know, defensively, you guys have been lights out. I mean, a couple of young products. I mean, I coached high school football at Cathedral for the last 8 or 9 years. Got to watch you play at Eastlake. Obviously, Tano Latuli's been one of my guys the last, a couple of years ago. But you guys had a lot of guys coming back from last year, and defenses look sharp in every single game. What has been what has been about your game defensively that you guys as a unit pride yourself on the most?
Yeah, we just got that high standard in our defense. Like, 3 points is too much in our defense. Like, we got a super high standard. It's just the fact that we returned our whole defense, plus we got depth from the transfer portal and also newcomers like freshmen and stuff like that. So we've really been relaying that message of the standards to them too, and everybody's buying in. You know, we just got that swagger and that dog in our defense that, you know, nothing's ever good enough with this defense. Like, we always got to stand 10 toes down no matter what our offense is doing, no matter what our special teams is doing. That shouldn't have an effect on our game. You know, we always got to play lights out no matter what. And, you know, if they don't score any points, they can't win. So that's really our motto.
You know, I'm sure at this point in the season you don't get to do a lot of, you know, first team overs, first team D. I mean, maybe you mix it in a little bit. But when you look at the offense and you get to watch the offense play, while you guys are not on the field, talk about this running back core you guys have. I mean, Lucky Sutton and Byron Cardwell and Christian Washington. I mean, these are three legit running backs that all came from three really good schools here in San Diego, and it's kind of turned into a little bit of a three-headed monster back there. What's it like going against them when you had to, either in camp or you know, throughout the weeks when you actually guys do first team D versus first team O?
Yeah, man, there's no other backfield like them. They're all really tough runners, and they all just got different skill sets. Like, in fall camp, Lucky was bringing that heavy running and just lowering his head. And then you got Christian Washington with a little bit of shiftiness and elusiveness to his game. So it's just a bunch of curveballs. You know, you got Byron adding a little bit of sausage to the game too. So it's just, you have to watch out for a lot of things with this backfield. Like, you can't sleep on those guys at all. And they're all, like, really sneaky fast as well. So, you know, I feel like we have the best backfield in the Mountain West, you know.
Got some challenges coming up in the next couple of weeks. The next one's Reno. So let's talk about Nevada Reno. Defensively, Trey, what are some of the things that Nevada Reno does on offense that might pose a little bit of a challenge for you guys this weekend?
Yeah, so we know we watched their most recent game against the team up north, and they found a new spark in their freshman quarterback. So we really just gotta hone in on our details, and they have three quarterbacks that can play, and they're all pretty mobile threats. And I think a thing that we did a poor job of last game was containing the quarterback. So we got to do that this week and really just play our brand of football. You know, our brand of football can beat anybody. So as long as we do that and everyone does their job, then we can't be stopped.
We're talking with Trey White, edge rusher of the San Diego State Aztecs, captain of the team as well. He is getting ready for the game against Nevada Reno. I wanted to ask you this question, Trey. I mean, I coach high school football kids, and I always get asked from them, like, how do you watch film? How do you watch film as a player? For me as a coach, it's a lot different than as a player. How have you developed, as you know, from high school through college on how to watch film to make yourself ready? Trey White, get ready for a college football game on Saturday with film study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in college, to be honest, I would watch film, but I would just watch the game just to watch it, like their plays and stuff. So I wasn't really like too in tune with what to really watch for. But obviously in college, you learn a lot about what to watch for in film. So for me, throughout the week, I'll just start by just straight up watching the game, or I'll watch their games on when they play on Saturdays if we have an earlier game. So I'll watch those games. And then throughout the week, I'll start breaking down more of their tendencies, like from the O-line. I really pay attention more to the O-line, running backs and tight ends, because that's going to be a huge tell in like what type of run game that we're going to get. So I usually look at that earlier in the week. And then once it gets towards later in the week, I'll start looking at the pass sets from the O-line and seeing what moves would win on them, and really just kind of developing a pass rush plan against those guys to try to get to the quarterback on third downs. But, you can't rush the passer until you stop the run. So I feel like looking at the run plays, like the top run plays at first and kind of studying those hard is the best way to go to start off. Then you can get into the third downs and what your job is, seeing what the quarterback is. Is he a scrambler? Is he just a sit in the pocket type of guy? How deep is his draw? So there's a lot of little tendencies and things that you can look for on film that can help you throughout game day.
What's more difficult to go against in the college? I mean, the college is a little bit different because guys do like to run a little bit, but, you know, pocket passers that are hard to bring down or mobile guys that run all over the place?
Well, I like pocket passers better. I feel like I'm pretty good at tackling, so whenever I get the opportunity to go against guys that aren't as mobile, I'll take that opportunity. But obviously, you know, I'm not running from anything. If we go against a mobile guy, we go against a mobile guy. You know, that Colorado State quarterback was running a good amount against us, and I brought him down a couple times. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that. As long as I do my job and make the plays that come to me, that's all that matters.
I'm sure you guys are focused one game at a time, off to a 4-1 start, schedule's playing out where, you know, you guys could potentially have a chance to make a little run at this thing. You know, and last year, you know, obviously not the results you wanted, you know, outside noise saying you guys can't do it. You guys are putting together and saying a lot of, you know, proving a lot of the haters wrong about Aztec football. I was able to talk to some of your players during the offseason. They said this team is a little bit more special than what we're being picked to do. You're starting to see some of the results so far, but for you guys, what's the mindset? You got 7 games left. You see a potential Mountain West championship goal in front of you. How do you guys stay with it week by week for the next 7 weeks?
Yeah, it's really just, like you said, week by week. We can't move on to the next opponent. And our team already knew what type of team we had. Our goal was never to win just 6 games or be better than last year. Our goal was to win the Mountain West championship. So it's really not proving other people wrong. It's proving ourselves right. And we've been saying this throughout all fall camp, all winter, throughout all of our workouts. Like, this team is special. There's just something different about this team. Like, everybody's bought in and everybody has that hunger. And, you know, I was just laughing at media day because they said we're only going to win like 4 or 4.5 games or whatever. And we're already at that win total. And it's not even halfway through the season. So I guess we're kind of already proving ourselves right. We just got to stay consistent and just keep doing us, keep being us, and we'll be fine.
Well, keep it going, Trey. You're putting together some good numbers individually. Your team's playing at a high level, and, you know, blow through that whatever win total they gave you and show what Aztec football is all about. A lot of San Diego kids on the team. You guys are doing a great job representing the city. Appreciate the time, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, man. Thank you.
Trey White joining us on the Brayden Soprenet Show. He joins us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Good to talk with Trey White. Excited for Saturday.
Absolutely.
Excited for Saturday. All right. Do we want to get some of these? We have incited a riot in the chat between San Diegans and Charger fans. I knew that was going to happen. 58% of people said no, don't cover the Chargers.
Well, there's still more people that's got to vote. Don't sway the vote yet.
I mean, I'm biased. I know what we're going to do on this show, but I'd like to know. I wanted to know people's opinions on this. I wanted to know if it changed at all.
Give you the illusion of a democracy here?
I'm curious. I mean, I'm curious if, like, covering the Chargers changes at all. And I'm not saying, like, we're diving, not like we used to when they were here.
Yeah, no.
But if there was a topic just on the Chargers, like, yeah, once a week, would people tune into that?
The passing article of the week kind of thing. Not like a daily breakdown of the game coming up.
I mean, I dislike them for what they did. I have no alliances to anybody but like my... we talked about it, the alliances. Schools I went to, schools my family went to, city I was born in. I have no allegiance to a lightning bolt logo. That said, we don't like you. I don't want you to root for me anymore. I let them... You know what? I listened. I was like, you know what? That's fair. I don't want my ex's new boyfriend to be better than me. I don't want to deal with that. Some people very passionate about their Bolts. Good for them. It's going to end badly. It's going to end badly. What's that term with pets? Pets. It's going to end badly.
Yeah, you're purchasing a personal tragedy is what you're doing.
That is what you're doing when you support the Chargers. It's like owning a pet. It's going to end badly. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll get to the sports thread in just a little bit. Ron and La Mesa. You're on the Brayden Soprenet Show. What's going on, Ron?
Brayden? get ready for the Purple Bowl, baby. And
love it.
I'm not all that excited about it because I have no idea what our team's going to do.
What K-State team's going to show up, Ron? Are you going to get the one that, you know, gave Baylor a run for their money in Waco or the one that lost the Army at home?
Well, you know, somewhere in the middle would be nice. I mean, we moved the ball great against Baylor. Just, I never would have thought that we'd have lost on a blocked field goal. I can't even remember the last time that we lost or that we had a field goal loss. So that just blocked. So that just tells you where we're at this year. So, you know, the last time you guys were in Manhattan, I was at that game and I'm not being rude, just destroyed you.
We sucked there, Ron. That's not a great place for us.
No, I was gonna bring that up, but yeah, you know, good luck. I always like to get my shots in, Braden. And hey, one real quick thing on the Chargers here. I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan my whole life. Grew up in Kansas, so it was normal. And when I came out here, I rooted for the Chargers every time they didn't play the Chiefs. So that, with that said, if the Chargers would have been smart, which they're not, they would have moved up there and made their team the Southern California Chargers. And that would have made me happy because at least that included our area. But no, they had to go with L.A., who, like you said, mm-hmm. nobody likes them. And unfortunately, my poor son is the only team he ever rooted for. So we definitely have a lot of consternation when they're playing.
Yeah, twice a year, Ron. I appreciate the phone call, man. Good luck to your Wildcats this weekend.
All right, you too, Braden. Take care, Frank.
It's interesting, the Chargers thing. I mean, people get super passionate about it. Haters, Travis says. I mean, hey, it's going to end badly, dude. And I'll say this. Y'all didn't go to the games. Richard, shut up, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. I remember going to Charger games. Place was packed with Charger fans all the time. All the time. And then they said they were going to leave. And you know what San Diego did? They said, kick rocks. Why am I giving money to a place that doesn't want to be here? Fully on board of the fans of San Diego.
I went to one Charger game. It was against the Giants.
That didn't work out for you then.
No, it did not. Because
the Chargers owned Eli Manning's ass.
Yes, they did. It was packed.
Packed.
We parked in one of the parking garages nearby. I took a nap for an hour after we left. And we were still in the same spot we were in.
Packed. Every Charger game I went to was packed. When the Chargers were winning, packed. When the Chargers said they were leaving, empty. Wonder why? What would happen? Oh, that's interesting. You didn't support them. Yeah, we did. Enough. Enough. I will not take the slander. San Diegans support their teams. All the team has to do is try to win and show effort in winning, and San Diego fans will show up. It was packed all the time. I'm not going to argue with a child, like, back and forth. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. I was there. Went to games all the time. Season ticket holder. It was packed all the time. Don't look at the last 2 years where, like, nobody went to games. Yeah, nobody went to games the last 2 years because they were lousy, and they said they were leaving. It was packed. I went to multiple Charger games. Packed. I was at the game where the Chargers were playing the Ravens and Ray Lewis shot the gap on fourth down and tackled Darren Sproles in the backfield. That place was packed, and it was mostly Charger fans. I know, because we all walked up the damn hill over here in Sarah Mesa to our parking lot, which was the neighborhood. That's a tough walk. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a tough walk where the Chargers lost. The place was packed. To say there's never got sellouts of Charger fans is the most blatant BS statement I've ever seen. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Guy goes, I've been here my whole life. You guys are lying. They never had that. Give me a break, dude. I know what I saw. I'm not going to get gaslit here. Dexter in Spring Valley, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, Dexter?
Well, for people who say that the Bolts or the Chargers are still, they're still, you know, San Diego's team, they're not, because the last of the original San Diego Chargers retired or got cut recently. So that's a crock.
The only guy left, Dexter, is Keenan Allen, and he didn't even like San Diego.
Right. And then the other thing is, I think most of these fans are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, honestly, you know, as long as, okay, If the Chargers would have moved to any other city except L.A., they could have been to Portland. They could have been to San Antonio. They could have been, you know, wherever. I would have been okay. I would have been like, okay, yeah, I'll be a casual Chargers fan. But they moved to L.A. They basically followed the Clippers and went to L.A. And there are two former San Diego teams in L.A. that nobody gives a rat's you-know-what about. And, you know, I mean, that town in L.A., it's Lakers. And if the Raiders were there, Raiders. That's it. They own the town. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, as long as the Spanos own that team, they're dead to me. And speaking of the Clippers really quick, the Clippers never really drew here in San Diego after like the first couple of years. So, you know, once they changed their colors to like the red, white, and blue, when Donald Sterling bought the team, the sports arena was a ghost town. So, you know, them leaving was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I thought they already left. That was kind of the attitude of the town here. So, but yeah, thanks for letting me throw in my two cents, and, you know, let's hope that, you know, they continue their downward spiral, because that'll force Spanos to sell the team.
That's right. Dexter, appreciate the phone call. Games were packed. Town was a Charger town. I mean, you couldn't even, like, go anywhere without seeing Charger stuff all over the place. Let's say, like, don't say Charger fans didn't go to games, dude. That's a joke. Kevin at Chula Vista, you're on the Braden Soprenet Show. Kevin, apparently the Chargers never had Charger fans out here going to games. I can't believe that.
Good Lord. I guess memory loss is a serious problem here. I bring you back to the night they came home from the Pittsburgh Conference Championship.
That's right.
And the stadium filled up. It swelled. There had to have been at least 70 to 75,000 people packed into the Murph. There were people, Braden, that were actually standing up into where the light standards are up there. That's how packed it was. So the zenith of this team, when it was going in the right direction, had huge support, and support that they'll never see from Los Angeles. And to correct the last caller about the Clippers went downhill as soon as Donald Sterling bought the team, and he made it known that he did not desire to be here in San Diego. And then we knew it was just a matter of time before he was going to ship it to L.A. So let's be a little bit more accurate about that, just for the record. The last thing I want to point out, Charger fan keeps talking about, well, you know, I don't support Spanos, but I support the Chargers. You can't have it both ways, folks. You support the Chargers in any way, shape, or form. It's measured. Whether you buy a ticket, whether you buy a jersey, whether you watch it on TV, however you support them, it's measured. And that's why they claim San Diego as their territory still. Last but not least, my anger goes to Channel 8 and Fox 5 because they keep shoving Los Angeles down our throat every weekend. And I don't care about the Rams. Never have, never will. Don't care about the Chargers. Now that they've left, never have, never will. We ought to be able to see games that are more pertinent and more relevant than what they offer us. That's the worst part of this, is that the only thing that holds the Chargers up is the fact that those games are shoved down our throat on the television.
100%. 100%. We're getting to a break here, Kevin, so we gotta cut you off there, but appreciate the phone call.
I think he was done, honestly.
I think he was, too. He dropped his mic. I mean, you could talk about blackouts all you want. The Chargers had a 48-game sellout streak before that first whatever. So, say what you want. I remember going again. I just always packed. Always packed. I forget, like, see, guys, because I watch Red Zone, I forget that you only get a certain amount of games. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Aztecs getting ready for Nevada Arena. We'll take your phone calls, too. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Braden Soprenet Show. New lunchtime hour. Where's the tacos at? That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.